Shabbos Perek Yud Zayin Mishnah Hey 17:5. This Mishnah will discuss the halachas of a kli, a utensil that breaks on Shabbos, and it's going to introduce us to a new category of malacha of muktzah. We already said there are three main categories of muktzah, which were muktzah machmas gufo, muktzah machmas chesron kis, we saw in the previous Mishnah, and kli shemalach tula iser, we saw before that. But there are three minor categories of muktzah, as far as I'm concerned, and they are much less frequent, and those are muktzah machmas mitzvah, something set aside for a mitzvah, muktzah machmas miyos, something which is disgusting, repugnant, and therefore you wouldn't touch it on Shabbos and it's muktzah, and finally, nolad, and that's what we discussed here in this Mishnah, nolad, which literally means a newly born thing, newly born thing. It's referring to something which wasn't in existence when Shabbos came in, but it came into existence on Shabbos, like a laid egg or something. So things that are nolad would normally, in and of themselves, not be considered muktzah, but because they came into existence on Shabbos and coming into Shabbos, they certainly were not set aside for Shabbos use because they didn't exist yet, and therefore they remain muktzah on Shabbos, perhaps. We'll see that the topic of nolad is actually machlokas. In any case, so with that background, the Mishnah says inside, kol ha-kelim netalim b'Shabbos, all the kinds of utensils which one may move on Shabbos, which would be both a kli shemalach to l'heter, like a bowl and a spoon, etc., as well as even a kli shemalach l'iser, like we said before, the hammer and the saw, if you need it for gufo makomo, for its own use or its space. Shivrehen, a broken piece that came off of such a kli, nitalin imahen. A broken piece of that utensil, like if you have a bowl which broke, even the broken shard could be moved on Shabbos. The word imahen is probably taken out. Many Rishonim don't have that girsa, and it seems better without it, so we'll leave it out. Ubilvad, provided that shiyu osin me'ein malacha, provided that the broken piece which came off the original kli is still useful for some kind of malacha. Any kind of malacha, but it has to be some useful purpose. If so, we say that it's still a kli. It's just a new kind of kli for something else. So, for example, shivrei areva, if you have a broken piece of a mixing bowl, it could still be used, l'chasos behen espia chavis, it could be used to cover the mouth, the opening of a, like a storage jug, like an amphora jug, etc. The point is, in the time of the Mishnah, they did use little bits and pieces of pottery to cover jugs, let's say. Think of like an amphora. So even though your mixing bowl is broken, but it's still useful for some other purpose, covering the jug, and therefore it's still a kli, and therefore it won't be mukts on Shabbos. Similarly, shivri zechuches l'chasos behen es pi apach. If you have a broken piece of glass, like say from a flask, and you could use it to cover the mouth of a pach, cover up a pach, like the pach shemen that was found in the Hanukkah story, like a flask of oil. So you use this broken piece of glass to cover that oil container. So again, that's got some other use on Shabbos, and therefore the broken piece is not muktzah, says Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda, however, says, Ublavad shiu osin me'ein malachtan. Rabbi Yehuda says that the usefulness of the broken piece must really resemble the same function that it served prior to being broken off. In contrast to the examples we said before, he gives an example. For example, he says, shivrei areva, if you have a broken mixing bowl, so the broken shard of the mixing bowl, latsuk lasochan mikpa, if you can pour into it mikpa. Mikpa is like a kind of a thick porridge. The point is, the mixing bowl is for thick dough. The broken piece now can be used for as of like a bowl for, it's like a thick porridge. Mikpa you might recognize from the halachas of sukkah. When it rains in your sukkah, we said if there's enough water to ruin your mikpa, then it's too much rain in your pots from the sukkah. So it's that thick bean porridge. But the point is thick, storing thick things. Vishel zechuches, if you have a glass flask and that was holding some liquid inside of it, latsuk lasochan shemen, if it can be used to store and hold oil. So again, that's main malachtan. It was a storage utensil before. It's still a storage utensil for some kind of liquid. And that being the case, it's main malachtan, and it says Rabbi Yehuda, therefore it would not be muktzah. If not, meaning like the previous examples where originally it was a bowl and now it's being serviced, being used as a lid, So as a lid, it's nolad. It's a new thing. Going into Shabbos, there was no lid. There was just a bowl. Now the bowl broke, and it turned into a lid. That's called nolad on Shabbos, says Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, it's muktzah. You couldn't use it until after Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, of course, would agree that if the mixing bowl broke before Shabbos, and the broken piece is useful as a lid on Shabbos, so it would not be muktzah on Shabbos, because it became a kli, called a lid, before Shabbos came in, and therefore it's useful. But on Shabbos itself, if it becomes the new thing, that's called nolad, and if it has a different purpose, it's like a new kli altogether, and that being the case, it would be muktzah according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, let me just speak out two important points here. The first is, I want to contrast the Tanakama Shita of, like, say, the broken mixing bowl, which now was the shard is used as a lid, in contrast to, say, a rock. Okay, so a rock, we said, is muktzah machmas gufo. It's not a kli, therefore it's muktzah on Shabbos always. You can't now just say, oh, I need something to cover my amphora, I'll pick up that rock and use it. No, the rock, even though you've now, on Shabbos, want to use it as a lid, it's not a lid, it's a rock, and it can't be upgraded from non-kli status rock to yes, kli status lid, and therefore the rock will for sure be muktzah. But the Tanakama in our Mishnah holds that going into Shabbos, the mixing bowl and all the ceramic inside of it had the status of a kli. It already was a kli and not muktzah. And therefore, if it breaks and it's still useful for a different function as a lid, it never stopped being a kli. It just, at the beginning of Shabbos, was a kli that was used for holding dough as a mixing bowl. And now it's a kli that's used for covering a jug and it's a lid. But the point is, it always stayed a kli. And that's why it's different than just like a rock, which one decides to repurpose now as the lid of a jar. Now, as far as the Tanakama's approach to nolad, there are two approaches. Either the first approach is kind of like I said before in the Achronim, really. The first approach is kind of how I just said, which is that since it was a clean is a kli, it's not called nolad. There is, however, a number of Mefarshim understand that since it was a mixing bowl and now it's a lid, it indeed is nolad. And there's no denying that, because there's a new thing been born here. A lid didn't exist, and now a lid does exist. Tanakama agrees to that, but many learn that the Tanakama here holds like Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't hold that nolad is a category of muktzah in the first place. So, again, two approaches. Either it's not nolad, because it was a kli and is a kli, or it is nolad, but nolad's not a problem, says the Tanakama. Now, the halacha is going to follow the Tanakama, that if it was a kli and it broke and now it's useful for some other use on Shabbos, it's not muktzah and can be used. That will be the din. Again, the halachas and the achronim, what the rationale is, like I said a moment ago. Either way, everyone's going to agree that if you have a mixing bowl and it breaks, and now the shard is considered a broken shard and therefore useless, and let's say you put it in the garbage can. So now you cannot say, oh, I could use it for covering a kli and pull it out of the garbage. No, at that point, once you're zorkla ashba, once you put it, you know, look at it as garbage, it kind of becomes the same as the rock I described previously. It's now muktzah muskufu, it's useless. And then to repurpose it, we'd be like trying to repurpose a rock, which is not possible to be done on Shabbos.